It's a new year, it's a new beginning for many. An opportunity to start over. Beginning a new season, starting a new chapter, turning the page. That's the great thing about New Year, when we reflect more on the future than on the past. We kind of let the past be and we focus on what the future will be. And we have this inner sense of starting all over, turning a page, setting new goals, and making New Year's resolutions. It's the time of the year when we look far more and focus far more on the future than we do on the past. And we allow ourselves to dream of these things, what we would like to be or where we would like to be at, or things that we would like to see change. This is the time of the year then we allow ourselves to dream and to hope of these things, and we reflect not just on the past, but so much more on the future. We dream, we hope, and we plan, and we set goals. Whether it's losing weight, exercising more, starting or finding a new job, starting a new business, to retire, to do more of this or to do less of that. That's what we do at this time of year. And I'm sure all of us has given some thought, setting goals. That's what we will be pursuing, the needs and our desires for the new year, what we are hoping for to be met and to be fulfilled in our lives. We all have goals and priorities. And it's in this very context of setting goals and priorities and striving after and seeking for these things that we desire, that we wish for, that we hope for to change in our lives. It's in this context that I believe God is speaking to us today, and He's been speaking to me from the beginning of the year, which is a very long time. But I want us to turn to Matthew chapter 6, a very well-known portion of Scripture. And I love well-known portions of Scripture because there's a reason why they're so well-known. And this is one of them. It's Matthew 6, verse 33, in the context of setting goals, of striving after, seeking for the things that we wish and desire. I believe God is speaking to us. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. What a powerful word. What a powerful scripture. How significant it is when God speaks to us in this context. He says, seek first. You know, the reality is we're all seeking different things. And a multitude of things. As humans, we're all seeking, we're all desiring, we're all needing things, and we're all seeking after so many different things. And in the beginning of the year, we actually set out goals to achieve those things that we are seeking after. And God is saying, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God spoke these words in the context of our desires and needs. As a matter of fact, He's not ignoring them, but He's speaking about priorities. He's not saying seek only, He says seek first. And God speaks, if you read Matthew 6 in its context, it speaks about certain needs and desires. And God is not saying ignore these things. He's saying seek first these things. He's speaking about priority. He's speaking about what is the most important thing to seek after. Before you seek after the other things, first seek after this thing. Seek first. The Greek for first is proton, which literally means firstly in time, in place, in order or importance, first in rank. God says, seek first. After all these things that you seek after, all these things that are important, all these things that you desire, all these things that you want, first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God is saying there are many things that we are seeking after, but this should be the first thing. Most important thing. But He's speaking more than just priority. He's speaking about pursuit. And I want to talk about pursuit because priority is kind of obvious when God speaks in this way. But I want to focus more on the pursuit than the priority, because the priority is kind of easy to understand. God says that this must be first. This must be the most important thing that you seek after. But I want to talk about the seeking after, the pursuit of something that God is speaking of. This Greek word for seek, zetios, simply literally mean to seek after, to seek for, to aim at, to strive after, to crave, and to demand something from someone. This is a craving, a striving after, a demanding of something from someone. This is not just a nice to have. When God says seek first the kingdom of God, it is not something nice to have. It's not something that is an add to what else we have. It is something far greater than that. It's something that you strive after, you pray for, and you demand. And it's so interesting, God places this striving first, seeking first, demanding first, above everything else, in the context of our basic human needs. I mean, you all know Matthew 6 so well when it says, do not worry. Remember, it starts off here in Matthew 6 verse 25. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? And then he continues, and then he ends off by saying, but seek first. And God is talking about the seeking in the midst, in the context of our basic human needs, where we seek after food, where we seek after that what the body needs, the clothing, the protection. And God's saying within this, within the same measure, within the context of seeking after food, striving, craving for, demanding it from someone else, in that same way, seek after the kingdom. Who of you have babies? Who of you had babies? What does a baby do when he's hungry? He craves, he demands, doesn't he? God speaks within this context of what the body needs. He says, in the same way, seek first the kingdom. It's far more than priorities, but the craving for, a seeking after, like a demand for food from a little child. When we are hungry, our basic instincts, our basic needs starts to create within us a craving, a desire that drives us in the pursuit of something. God is saying, in the same way that you are seeking after food and clothing, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's not just a nice to have. Do you see that? When God is speaking about the kingdom, because there's so many Christians, when we say, seek first the kingdom of God, we think of the kingdom of God and the seeking after it as a nice to have. It's nice to have the kingdom first. It's nice to have the kingdom in my life. It's nice to have his righteousness in my life. It's nice to have the kingdom of God in Hermanus. It's such a nice to have. Wouldn't it be great? But God is saying something far greater. It's not a nice to have. It is something that we crave for, that we seek after with everything within us. And God is saying, seek first the kingdom of God. You know what? It would be so nice to have a big mall in Hermanus, where there's a cinema. Who of you would like to have a cinema in Hermanus? You know? And maybe some tempen bowling, you know, and, you know, maybe laser games and putt-putt and, you know, a nice, you know, it wouldn't be nice, wouldn't it? It's nice to have a great mall, but you know what? It is far more important. It is far more necessary to have running fresh water in Hermanus. Wouldn't you agree? And so many Christians relate to seek first. The kingdom of God is a nice to have. And yet God is trying to say, it's not a nice to have. It is meant to be a necessity. Craving after, like we would crave after water and food, God is saying,
strive after the kingdom, my righteousness.
God is saying, seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That seeking after is a hunger and a thirst for. Seeking after is a hunger and a thirst for the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And I don't have enough time, but as weeks come, as we explore what God is speaking to us as a church, when He says, seek first the kingdom of God, today I'm just going to look at the seeking. That hunger and thirst for His kingdom and His righteousness. And in Matthew 5 verse 6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. I mean, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For they shall be full. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For they shall be full. What do you hunger and thirst for? What do you hunger and thirst for? What is it in your life that you really want? What are the things that you are seeking after in your life? God is simply saying this morning, for us as individuals and for us as a church, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things shall be added to you. We all know what a hunger and thirst is, don't we? We're hungry and thirsty. And what thirst does, it kind of brings to mind that what will satisfy. The less we have of it, the more we want it. We all know what it means to hunger and thirst for something. I remember meeting my wife in Madagascar. We were there for 4 weeks. Some of you know the story. I didn't plan any women to come along. I planned to go on my own, and then I invited a friend that invited his girlfriend that invited Lisa for a 4 weeks mountain bike adventure on a tropical island. And I was so angry and I was so irritated by the presence. No offense to the ladies, but the moment you take a lady on an adventure trip, you have to be responsible. Okay? Everything changes. Where you sleep, how you sleep, where you go to, everything changes. So I was irritated. Okay? I was irritated with these two girls coming alongside. And it took about 3.5 weeks, but after 3.5 weeks, a hunger developed within me. You know, as my eyes opened to this lady and the beauty and the character and the spontaneity and the passion that she have, and then something developed within me, a desire for, you know that feeling, a hunger and a thirst for, and I started to pursue after until I was satisfied when she said, yes, you'll marry me. And I still drink of that well. I'm still satisfied by it. But that's a hunger and a thirst. We all know what it means to hunger and thirst for something. That's not just food and drink. And God is saying, seek first. Hunger and thirst first. For my kingdom and my righteousness. So what are you hunger and thirst for? What are the things that you really want for 2014? What are the things that you really want in your life? God is saying, seek first. Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. Because what you hunger and thirst for will determine what you are filled with. That's what that scripture says. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they will be filled. What you hunger and thirst for will determine what you're filled with. And that's why God says, seek first. Because what you hunger and thirst for will determine what you're filled with. You know what? When I'm hungry, my wife will ask me, what do you want? Do you want pizza? Do you want pasta? Do you want chicken? Do you want sandwich? And based on what I want, she will produce that. And based on what I wanted, I will be filled with it. So my question is not simply, what do you want? Is what is the most important thing? It's not that God is ignoring all these other needs and desires, but He is saying, what do you want most in your life? Because that thing will determine what you are filled with. It's a desire that leads us to a place of being filled with. And I believe that God is speaking to us for 2014. He's saying, seek first. Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. I believe God is saying, make the kingdom of God and His righteousness the first thing. The most important thing, the thing that has the most priority, that we hunger and thirst for. Firstly in time, in place, in order of importance, first in rank. And all the other stuff will be added. Will be taken care of. It's not that the other stuff is not a reality. It's not that we should not seek them. But it's the order of importance that God is speaking about. The desire and the pursuits that we have in our lives, which gets preference. And God is speaking to us, I believe, and saying these simple yet powerful words, seek first. Seek first. Matthew 6, verse 8 to 13, Jesus teaches His disciples to pray. He says, therefore, do not be like them, referring to the Pharisees. For your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask Him. You see that? God has not ignored our needs and our desires. He says, I know the things that you need even before you ask them. In this manner, therefore, pray. Because God knows, therefore, pray. And listen to the order of us asking God. He says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And here comes our first request. Give us today our daily bread. No, sorry. It's a mistake. No, the first request is, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Followed by, give us today our daily. You see the order, you see the importance, you see what is first. God is not saying the other things doesn't matter. God is just saying what matters most is the kingdom and His righteousness. All these other things. It's not ignoring our daily bread. You see that? It's not ignoring that. It's simply saying, seek first the kingdom. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I believe God is saying to us, as individuals for 2014 and as a church, we are moving on to the new season, a new year, a new chapter. Seek first. Seek, hunger and thirst for first, in order of importance, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God's word for us, I believe. God's word for you, I believe. So I'm going to give you a moment just to reflect on God's word today. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? Because I believe today is not about what I can share with you, but what you can hear from God. And how you can respond to what He is saying to you. So I'm going to end here today, and I'm simply going to leave you with a few moments that you quietly in an attitude of reflection and prayer with God personally, as you are seated right here today, when there's space and time to do it, just to reflect on what does seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness mean to you. I'm going to give you an opportunity to reflect on that. And in your reflection, what does it mean to you? I want you to respond to God. I want you to respond to God after you have reflected and prayed and thought through what does it mean to you. I want you to respond to what God is saying to you. In your own words, just as you see it, just between you and God, nobody around you, ignore everybody around you. Just spend some time with God around what He is saying to you today. Can we do that? Let's just close our eyes. Maybe if somebody creates some atmosphere while we do that. So I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes just for a moment. What does it mean to you? While you're praying with God, while you are reflecting on His Word, why don't you ask God for a hunger and a thirst? Why don't you ask Him for a hunger and a thirst for His kingdom and His righteousness? Just as you are there seated there, if you want to respond to God saying, but seek first My kingdom and My righteousness, why don't you ask Him? Why don't you ask Him, God, create in me a hunger and a thirst, God. Hunger and a thirst for Your kingdom, for Your righteousness. Why don't you just ask Him that? Father, I want to pray, Father, I want to pray, I want to thank You, God, I want to thank You for what You have given us, for what You have done, for who You are, for Your faithfulness, for Your love, for Your compassion, for Your mercy, for Your grace, for Your love, God, that You have given us everything. You have given us everything. Lord, that You were willing to empty yourself from everything, from being God in all power, in all majesty, with all authority. You emptied Yourself to become like us, to become like a servant, to live amongst us, so that You can save us. God, I want to thank You for that, God, that You were willing to put us first. God, You were willing to put us first, put us above Your Son. That, Lord, You were willing to put us above Yourself. And You came, Lord, You came to seek us, God. You came to seek us out, Lord. You came to seek us in our sin, in our rebellion, in our shame, God. You sought after us. God, You came to seek us until You found us. God, I want to thank You for finding me. Finding me where I was hiding, God. I want to thank You, God, for finding me. For seeking after me, Lord. God, I want to thank You that You came to seek each and every one of us. You placed us above everything. You left everything. You left everything behind, and You came here, Lord, seeking for me. God, we want to thank You for that. And as we are praying, I believe there are some people here today. God is still seeking after you. Still seeking after your life. Still knocking the heart of your heart. He's still knocking at that door in your heart. He's still waiting for you to open that door. And if that is you, I'm going to give you an opportunity today to respond to Him. Say, God, I want to respond to You. Lord, I want to surrender to You, Lord. I want to be found. I want to open my heart, Lord. If that is you, I really believe God wants you to respond today. Say, God, I want to turn. I want to be in Your hands, Lord. If that is you, I want to give you an opportunity just to respond right now, just by raising your hand. Say, God, here I am. Thank You for those hands. And drop them again. I want to ask you to do something bold as you are responding to God. I want to ask you to bring your personal belongings and quickly come forward, because we want to seal, we want to usher in, we want to bless. We want you to appropriate that invitation that God is giving you today. I want you to be bold, quickly come forward. Because this is the most significant moment in eternity, this day, when you decide, let's just give them a hand as they come forward. When you decide that you are surrendering your life, you are responding to a heart that's after you. So I want to ask you to quickly come forward. We're going to give you some moments just to come forward, and we're going to pray with you. Because this is what today is about. It's about you responding to that desire that God has for your life, the purpose, the mission. This is what makes it successful. This is what it says, mission successful, not like George Bush, but like God when you surrender your life to Him. Because that is what it's about. So I want to ask you, if you raise your hand, quickly come forward. We want to pray with you. Because this is what it's about. I'm going to give you a moment. Father, I want to thank You for today, Lord. I want to thank You for these precious souls, Lord. I want to thank You for people bold enough to respond, Lord, to a heart that is seeking after them, Lord. I want to thank You, Father, for this day that Your Son's sacrifice has become worth it, Lord. I want to thank You for people that are not ashamed, Lord, that are willing to respond to You, Lord. I want to thank You, Father, that You left everything for these precious people. Lord, I want to thank You, God, that today You are embracing them. Today You are embracing them, Lord. You're saying, my daughters, my sons, You have come home. You have come home. It's been worth it. I believe God is saying to you today, it is worth it. It is worth the sacrifice of my Son, because you are free today. You have turned to me. You have turned back to me. And God, I want to thank You, Lord. I want to thank You for what You are about to do and what You have done and what You're still going to do, Lord. I want to thank You, Lord, for these precious lives, Lord. I want to thank You, Lord, for these mighty women, Lord, that You are calling, God, that You are calling Your own, God. You're calling them Your daughters. You're giving them a new identity, Lord. You are taking the past away from them, Lord. You are separating them forever from it. And You are drawing them close to You, God. And You're saying, this is my daughters, Lord. You are lifting them up, Lord. You are not ashamed, God. You are not ashamed of them, Lord. You are lifting them up, Lord. You are not ashamed of their past, because Your Son has redeemed them. God, the purpose of Your Son is completed in them. And there's great celebration, God, over these lives. There are great worship, Lord, because these people have come home, Lord. They've come home, Lord. I want to thank You for these daughters, Lord. I want to thank You, Father God, for their lives, Lord. I want to thank You for their testimony, God. I want to thank You, God, that this is a new day, a new beginning, God. The old is gone, Lord. It is gone. It is over. It's taken away, Lord. And it's only the new. And I want to thank You for that, Lord. We want to worship You for them, Lord. We want to thank You, Father, that it will not be the same again, Lord. I want to pray, Father, that they will know that identity, Lord. That they will know that identity, Lord, as a child of God, Lord. I thank You, Father, that they are a child of God. You are a child of mine today. You are mine. You belong to me. You belong to me. You are mine. Nothing is going to take You away from me. Lord, I want to thank You, Father God. I want to thank You, Lord, for meekness, Lord. But I want to pray, Father, for boldness, Lord. I want to pray that she will not be small in her own eyes, but that she will see the way You see, God. Like You spoke, Lord, like You spoke to Gideon, Lord, that was small in his own eyes when he was hiding from the enemy, God. You are speaking to her today. What is her name? Elsa. You are speaking to Elsa today. You say, Elsa, You are a mighty woman. You are a mighty warrior. You are my vessel. You are my tool. You are my weapon that I will use in this world. Do not despise yourself in your own eyes. Because I have seen You and I have picked You, Lord, and I want to thank You for her, Lord. I want to thank You, Father, that the that the past, Lord, is gone, Lord. It is removed, Lord, as far as the west is from the east, Lord. I want to thank you, Father, that there will be nothing that ties it back to this in Jesus' name, Lord. I want to thank you, Father, that today you say that the past is gone, Lord. There's nothing any longer holding you back. There's nothing tying you to your past. As you embrace me, I set you free. God, I pray that you will give her the same grace to set free those that she is tied to, Lord. I pray just for a spirit of forgiveness, Lord, in the same way she receives, that you will also give, Lord. And I want to thank you, God, for this great and awesome celebration in heaven, God, because they're not just celebrating these lives, Lord, they are celebrating you, because they look at the sacrifice and they say, God, you are awesome to save. Lord, and I want to thank you for that in Jesus' name, Lord. And I want to pray, Lord, for all of us here today, Lord. I want to pray, Father, that you will give us a hunger and a thirst, God. A hunger and a thirst, God, to see your kingdom, Lord, and your righteousness, Lord, established not just in our lives, Lord, but in this city, God, in this town, Lord, in Hermanus. God, I want to pray that you will give us a hunger and a thirst, not a nice to have, God, but a hunger and a thirst, Lord, to see the lost come to Jesus, Lord, to see the sick healed, God, to see the broken healed, Lord, put together, Lord, the captive set free, God. I pray that you will come by your Spirit, Lord, and that you will impart into us a zeal, God, to see your kingdom come, Lord, to see it come, Lord, to search for it, Lord, to seek after it, Lord, to crave for it, Lord, to demand it, Lord, from you, God, that we will come into your presence on a daily basis and say, Lord, please, your kingdom, Lord, let it come, God. Let it come in my life, Lord, in my family, Lord, in my workplace, Lord, in this town, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will give us this hunger and thirst, Lord, in this year, God, to see your kingdom come, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you say that those who hunger and thirst will be filled, Lord. I pray that you will fill us. You will fill us, God, with your kingdom. Lord, I want to thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. May God bless you. May God bless you.